get me one with backpacks. Wherever I go, he can go with me. We were leaving yesterday from the house, and he screamed for all his worth, and I just can't hardly do it. I can't hardly set him down and walk off. So I got to find out something he don't want to do, and I'll start doing that, and he'll leave me. And then I'll ease out. David couldn't have picked better songs for what I wanted us to talk about tonight for just a few minutes. Just think of stepping out on a shore and finding it heaven. Just think of taking hold of a hand and finding it's God's hand. Just think of breathing fresh air and realizing it's eternity. Just think of feeling invigorated and finding its immortality. Just think of passing from storm and tempest to the unknown calm. Just think of waking up and finding at last your home. Poem I found, when we think about heaven and we think about our desire and where we want to be, each day that we struggle on this earth, we know that we're moving one day closer to heaven. We're moving one day closer to heaven. However, if we are remaining faithful and we continue to fight the fight that we know that's before us, some of the things I think that makes it easier for us as we think about our home in heaven is, number one, we've got to have a burning desire. A desire to go to heaven more than anything else. We've got to have something within ourselves that creates a burning passion. That when we struggle and when we face temptation and when the world is not necessarily being fair to us and Satan is coming at us for all he's worth and the chips are down or whatever you may want to call it, when problems arise, that within ourselves we know that when we get through this day, we're a day closer to being in heaven. We got to have a desire to figure things out. We don't need to be a people who quit and say, I can't go on, I can't study the Bible, I can't figure out what God wants from me. We got to figure things out as we go. You know, we've mentioned several times, I have and other people that teach and preach here, we mentioned several times as far as our study of the Bible, God has given us a roadmap and God has given us everything that we need to figure out every problem that we might have on this earth. It's found in the Scriptures. It's found in His Word. We got to have a desire within ourselves to constantly be moving forward. Moving forward each day of our life. Talking to someone this last weekend who's about to get out of the military, and I told them had I stayed in my 20 years, I could have retired about 4 or 5 years ago. They said, do you regret it? I said, I don't know. A lot of things happened in the last 20 years, and I don't know that I would have wanted to have been in the military. But I think back of all the training that we've done at Fort Jackson. Some of the toughest mud you'll ever be in is found at Fort Jackson. When you're low crawling, you're going on the barbed wire, and they're shooting live rounds over your head, or whether you're going up a hill or you're out on the sand or whatever you're doing, there are days, and I remember that it was so hard to keep going. You felt like you could not pick one foot up again and continue to move. You felt like you could not crawl another step, another yard, that you felt like you just exhausted. And that's one of the things that as we think about our Christian lives, and we face struggles every day, we got to have a desire to constantly be moving forward each day. We got to have a desire mostly to fight the good fight, though. We've got to maintain our composure as we're living on this earth, and we've got to maintain our composure as we think about being Christ-like and letting our light shine. That we fight the good fight, that we're an example day in and day out. When things are going bad, people are looking at us as Christians. They're looking at us to see, Charles, how we make our mistakes. One thing people likes, misery loves what? Company. If we can find someone who's doing something wrong, it helps us justify what we're doing. And we as Christians, we as people who know that our life is when we spend it here in dedication to God, that someday we'll have a home in heaven, that's a challenge for people out in the world. When we fail, they like to bring it to our attention. So we have to fight the good fight. Our sermon tonight, I guess, as we think about it, if I had to put an application to it, is our heart has to transform into something special when we think about heaven as being our home. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. Let's look at verse 14. You are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill and cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but put it on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Our transformation, our heart has to transform to the point that as we struggle every day of our life, that we're worried about our light. And we get mad. Probably none of you ever get mad. But when we get mad, how we respond with our anger, publicly especially, we're either going to be a bright light or we're going to be covering our light up. When we're out with our friends and we're out at work and we're out different places and someone starts talking about bad things. Had a sermon here a while back about gossiping, about talking about our brothers and sisters and our neighbors, running them down. When people start doing that, we have a decision to make. We're either going to let our light shine or we are going to cover it up. But if you look at the verse that we just read in verse 14, it says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. And that's the desire that we all got to have within ourselves. Can you imagine in New Jerusalem, that being heaven to which all faithful will go, a day last forever. There's never any darkness there. And every one of us in here tonight as Christians, we are a part of that light while on this earth. The church shines bright because of us. Because of our life, because our example, because of the things that we do, it is bright in this community. So we got to have a desire within ourselves to understand that we are a part of that. Three things I want to mention, and I'm going to close tonight as we think about heaven, and we think about heaven being our home. You know, first of all, in Revelation chapter 14 and verse 13, there it says, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. We get to rest from the labors and the temptations and the troubles that we have in this life. So when we think about today or tomorrow or whatever day we get up and we realize today is going to be one of those days, and we struggle thinking we may or may not get through it, we know that one day all those troubles and trials that we face will be gone. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 21 talks about our tired bodies will finally be completely restored. It says, who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like his glorious body? One day our aches and pains, I made a comment this morning in my sermon talking about playing football and basketball and jumping out of airplanes and how my knee hurts, this, that, and the other, and I don't have any trouble. I don't. There's a lot of people who have a lot more health problems than I even can imagine right now in my life. But there are a lot of people that struggle with their health. And those people who continue to remain faithful understand that one day all of that will be restored to them. Their bad eyesight, their hearing, their pain, the suffering that they went through on this earth will all be gone. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 25, and it says, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4 says, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Heaven. Just like the songs David got through singing or leading us in a few minutes ago. Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. I guess the question tonight is, are we prepared? Are we prepared? What a great place and a great day it's going to be. Cannot wait. I can only imagine. I only imagine how great it will be one day when we wake up and we see those gates waiting on us. And we're walking up and we're going through those gates, and this is my vision. This is the way I see it. This is what keeps a smile on my face and keeps me encouraged. I can only imagine walking up to the gates and looking through those gates and seeing our loved ones. And them standing there waiting on us. I can't imagine anything greater than to be reunited with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But then too, our children, our parents, and all those that we love. Tonight, are you prepared to go to heaven? If not, we're going to encourage you with the song that we're about to sing. If you need to become a Christian, if you need to put the Lord on in baptism, we pray that you will do that. But if you need to rededicate your life to the Lord, come while we stand and sing.